Adigo operator.
Joined.
Danny.
Joined.
Darlene.
Joined.
Hello, Darlene.
Hello. Are we the only two here?
I don't know. So, what have you been doing?
Oh, work has just been going nuts for me. How about you?
Pretty much the same thing here. I've just been looking over the new strategic plan that was just posted.
Ah, haven't got there yet.
Do we have any staff online yet?
Well, I'm surprised because it said that I was waiting for the subscriber to come in, and then it let us in with you and I, so I don't know how this works.
Hi, this is the operator. I started the call.
Hi, operator.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Rocky, come on in. Looks like a fairly light agenda today.
Yeah. I do hope Dharma attends. It was her idea to do this poster session in Mexico, and we're the only region now that
Heidi?
Really does.
Heidi? Joined.
Hi, Heidi.
Darlene. Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Not bad at all. Thank you for those emails you sent around to Dharma and myself.
Yes, she's going to be responding to on that point.
Excellent. Is she going to be here? Did she mention?
Yes, yes.
Cool. And we have Danny on the line here, too.
Okay, hi, Danny.
Hello there, Heidi.
Is Evan on the line?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
He's always late, but that's all right.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. That's what I thought, too.
While you're waiting, you might wish to go on to the at-large website and see the gateway to Mexico.
Oh, wow. I'm just reading this document that Wolf did. I just got into work like 15 minutes ago because I was tied up out of the office. So,
Heidi, is there any particular explanation from staff as to why the scheduling for the public forum
Evan.
Is so incredibly short
joined.
At this time?
I don't know about that. In the past, was it longer?
In the past, we had a three-hour session followed by an hour session the following day, total of 4 hours. Now we're down to 2.5 hours. This is a very, very bad trend. And it's staff that's setting the schedule on these things.
Is this the one on Friday, Danny?
I don't recall the day of the week off the top of my head, but it's section that's in yellow.
It would be Thursday, I believe.
Okay.
It would be after our closing plenary.
Right, it runs from 10 to 11:30, then there's a break, and then there's another hour session.
God, as you say, that's getting shorter and shorter, isn't it?
What, the public session?
Yeah.
So there's less and less time for people to say things that nobody will listen to?
Correct, and a lot of the time is going to be monopolized by GTLD applicants anyway, which makes chances of anybody else getting online someone.
Alan.
Joined.
Hello, all.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Who all is here?
Danny's here, and Milton very much wants to get in touch with you, by the way.
Okay. Does he have my phone number?
I sent it to him, yeah.
Okay.
So is it just you, the two of you, and Darlene and me, or?
Heidi as well.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi. Well, Dharma should be joining us.
She's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Which is rather hard to find, by the way.
The agenda is hard to find?
Well, if you go to the calendar, it points to a place where there's general meetings, but not this one.
Oh.
And the general meetings, you can go to the, it says general meetings for 2009, but there's, it's not a link.
There is a social text page for this.
It could be, and I Heidi's last email, or a recent email, reminding us of this had a link to it. But when I tried going down the tree in what I thought was a rational way, it didn't work.
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Hi, Gareth.
Hi.
Well, as of right now, this is a fairly sparsely populated call.
That means it'll be quick, right?
Hey, our meetings are usually within the hour.
Indeed. I'm not complaining.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I have 4 past the hour. Should we get started?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Okay.
As long as you promise not to repeat everything when the next person joins.
Okay. Whose job is that?
They have to listen to the recording.
Exactly. Or the minutes. There should be summary minutes. Should be.
Okay. Well, then I'll go through the stuff that isn't the end of the world if people come in late. Those of you who have been following the summit are probably aware by now that after lots and lots and lots of conference calls, the summit program is just about done. There are a lot, I think there's very few things left to fill in. And in fact, on the internal list, there was a request by the lobbyist.
Joined.
Hi, Seth.
Hi, Evan.
So on the internal list, which I don't think everyone here gets to see, there was a request from the lobbyists who run the registry to speak to ALAC, and it looks like they're not even going to get the time to do that. Not that I think that's such a great idea in the first place, but... anyway, so the summit is pretty well full up from the time people show up on Saturday to the time they leave on Thursday. I think it's going to be pretty full up. With a little luck, it'll actually be informative and useful as well.
When you say when they show up on Saturday, the first meeting Saturday, is it not?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm assuming people will show up either before Saturday or very, very early Saturday.
Okay.
Everyone is due to arrive on the 27th.
Okay, so that's, I imagine that would be nailed down by now. Okay, so there has been, I believe the GA, the General Assembly for Neuralo, has been sent around previously. And essentially I wanted to find out if anyone had comments. We have 4 hours to play with, and it looks like we're going to have a lot less on our plate than most of the other regions. So it means that we've got some opportunity to educate folks. One of the things that I made a point of wanting to do was having an item on the agenda related to the user constituency within the GNSO. Danny, you started off with suggesting that, you know, that we should consider as a body either joining this constituency and getting out of ALAC. At this point, I don't think that's really a viable option. However, I believe that there is a lot of confusion right now about what's happening at the GNSO. Alan, it might be possible that the two of you, Alan and Danny, are the only ones that really know what's going on, not just within the region, but I think anywhere.
I think that's a slight exaggeration, but go ahead.
Well, okay. There's not too many others that have been able to explain it very well.
There's not too many other ALAC people who have a good handle on it.
So, Evan, you're punting the ball to us to describe what's going on currently?
Well, we're not going to be able to do that on this call.
All right.
But what I'd like to do is, during the time allotted to Naralo in Mexico City, I would like to, between Alan, Danny, and staff, get at least some kind of a handle on what's going on.
Danny is not there unless something has changed.
Yes, but supposedly we're having remote participation.
Okay, just clarifying.
Yeah, we'll wait and see for that. Okay.
I have not a clue what my schedule is, but I'm assuming I can somehow make it work.
Okay. Does your schedule not have you in the Naralo meeting at that time?
I don't have a clue. I haven't looked. Remember, I am still trying to juggle JNSO things. So I've got.
Well, and really, Evan, he is NOMCOM, so he doesn't have to show up at Naralo stuff.
Shut up, darling.
I'm just saying that if he did have other stuff, you might have a schedule to do. Shut up right back at you.
Okay, that's...
Or I'll stop coming to these things just to prove the point.
Okay. Heidi, is there something that staff can do for us in terms of giving a background on the history of the structure of the GNSO, the proposal that have been made, and essentially the, where things are at? There's a lot of... I'm having a lot of confusion regarding the user constituency and the various things that are going on.
Evan, why don't you tell us how much time you want to fill with this? And between me, Danny, and staff, we'll figure out how to
this is a talk that can easily be expanded to fill the available time?
Well, yes, but I don't think it should.
Okay.
I do have one point to make now, but that my suggestion for the summit is to essentially take it offline, but tell us roughly what you want to do.
I think 1 hour of the four is probably acceptable, if only because it is a complex subject, and I don't expect it to be something that can easily be explained, both with the history and where it's going.
Okay.
Does that sound unreasonable?
Sounds excessive to me, but I'm...
If you think it can...
I'm a minimalist, so...
Well, do you think it can all be explained, including the history, where people want to go, where the pushback is happening, and what the ramifications are for the user interest? If that can be done in less than an hour, then...
No, I think an hour is appropriate, only because we are going to be having folks that are going to decide to create new constituencies. Bo has already put in his notice of intent. It's certainly possible that John Levine and others from our Naralo community will decide to join that particular constituency. There are others being formed, and that's certainly going to impact the Naralo one way or the other.
Heidi, is it possible for staff to help us with some backgrounders on the history and to try and get a handle on where things are, at least at a factual level?
Yes. Actually, I asked Nick about this because this was a question that you had raised earlier, Evan, and he's sent a document and a link that I will then send to you or the Naralo Discuss list, and we can also have that in hard copies at the summit, and the best person probably for a briefing from staff would be Rob Hogarth, that I can go ahead and ask if that would be okay with you.
I'm interested in getting the best possible quality of information. So
Rob is the point person on all of this.
Okay.
If I don't have a conflict, he probably doesn't either, or vice versa. I'm not quite sure which is the appropriate way.
Okay, let me go ahead and confirm him for that time. So 1 hour.
Well, we have a 4-hour slot, which means we have a lot of flexibility to accommodate him if he can only come for.
Do you want to tell us when the 4-hour slot is, for those of us who don't pay attention?
It's Tuesday, 9 to 1 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have any other comments or questions about?
I do.
Okay.
Part of the confusion is people are using very carefully defined words randomly. For instance, you were just talking, you mentioned in your introduction the user constituency. Now, constituency in the terms of GNSO is a capitalized term. And there is no user constituency. There are many user constituencies of various different flavors. So I think part of it is that we have to be relatively precise when there are defined terms, because otherwise it confuses the hell out of people. The facts confuse the hell out of people. When we start mangling them, it makes it a lot worse.
It's probably safe to say that one of the first things we should do is get our frames of reference right.
Yeah,
and of course those terms may be changing.
That
doesn't make it any easier, but that's a reality.
So even the frames of reference are a moving target.
Yeah.
How close is this to actually being settled in any reasonable way?
The bulk of the GNSO reorganization is settled. It may not be optimal, but we're going to live with it for a while. The involvement of users has been one of the questions, and the board has asked that question again recently. We have put them off until February 20th. There will be an answer forthcoming from ALAC. It may also be forthcoming from other parts of the organization. In parallel, it may be the same answer.
Now, when you say forthcoming, you mean as of what kind of timing?
We were asked for something around the 20th of January. We said we'll have it for the 20th.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is whether or not having a debate and actual resolution of an opinion from Norello in Mexico is too late.
The board is supposed to be making a decision at the Mexico meeting, so probably too late.
Okay. Heidi, if you've got something to send around, that would be much appreciated. Do we want to? We're not prepared for it now. So is it something that is worth doing an email and trying to come to some resolution, or is it just gone past?
I'm sorry, something. I'm not sure what the something is.
Okay. When you said that the board is looking for feedback in order to make a decision in Mexico, does that mean there's an opportunity for us to do something, or is that passed?
Well, a working group has been chartered with a number of people from at large, including me and Bo and Danny. So North American has a fair amount of weight in this, and some GNSO people, or GNSO-related people. And we have a week and a half to come up with a statement that represents all of us or not.
Okay, so I guess we're going to have to trust you to keep us in the loop. And if there's any action that you think we ought to take as a region, I guess it's going to be up to you guys to come and ask for it.
Well, I can tell you my position. It hasn't changed. You've heard it before. I do not think we're talking about necessarily a constituency of users. You've all heard what I think of end users as the source of wisdom into ICANN. I think we need groups within the GNSO policy process that have insight into what users need. That is, someone should be speaking on behalf of the end user of the Internet in deciding core structural policy issues, and not only on behalf of the various providers, you know, and corporate users and such.
Okay.
Exactly how that's going to work, I don't know, but I believe that that has to happen so that ICANN has the slightest potential of having some credibility that it in fact is working for the best of needs of the Internet, including its 1.x trillion users.
Okay. Darlene put her hand up on Skype and has probably the ultimate question that I need to find out as well, which is, what exactly is on the board's plate in Mexico on this issue?
To decide the role of users in the GNSO.
It's a tall order.
Well,
It's more than that. In Mexico, they need to approve all of the charters of the various stakeholder groups as well. And we still have a lot of discussions with regard to the non-commercial stakeholder group charter. In fact, Milton Mueller has suggested that I, together with Bo and Alan and he, all meet up this weekend in Syracuse to try to hash out possible difficulties with the different charter approaches that have been put forward so far.
I haven't answered that, by the way. I could make myself available if someone funds the costs. I'm not in a position to volunteer the resources.
Well, we can certainly talk to staff about that, Alan.
Yep.
Heidi, could you possibly look into that?
Yeah.
Whether or not there's any possible subsidy of bringing people together for a meeting like that in Syracuse?
We're told that Milton will take care of lunch and dinner. I guess transportation is up to us.
So you're looking at accommodation?
And transportation for me.
Okay.
It ain't going to be cheap to get to Syracuse.
You're about, what, 6 hours away, Alan?
Something like that.
Yeah, about the same to me.
Flying is going to be bloody expensive, I suspect, and driving, I'm not sure I have a car at this point that I can use. So I was in a minor accident recently.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My rearview mirror isn't, but I am.
Well, that's okay.
But I'm not going onto winter highways without one.
There you go.
The requisite Montreal driving jokes will be passed by at this point.
It was me fighting with my garage.
This is Heidi.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, could you please repeat who would be in this meeting in Syracuse?
Bo Brendler, myself, Alan, and
Milton.
If there's a funding, we would certainly like to get Cheryl Preston there as well.
And Milton, you said.
And Milton, yeah.
I mean, this is supposed to be on the plate for Mexico, but if the board has to come up with something before that, then if there's anything that we as a region can or should be doing, just please, you guys, please brief
us. Potentially the board might want to approve something in Mexico. I'm doubtful it's going to happen. But.
And unfortunately, the board meeting minutes from the 3rd of February, where this was the topic of discussion, still have not been posted, in spite of assurances to the contrary.
Joined.
Okay. Hi, Dharma.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
Okay. So have we beaten the GNSO thing to death right now? There's not much we can do about it until you guys meet.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to meet, but to be honest, but we'll see.
Well, until something else happens. We have probably neither the background nor... you know, those discussions to happen first. So if something happens, whether it's in person or by teleconference or whatever, please keep us aware.
Yep.
Okay, and at one point what we'll have is we'll request that Heidi send a note to the Neuralo list regarding the Wiki Commons area that has been set up for charter discussions. She'll send a note to the list that will provide an appropriate link and an opportunity to comment on anything that's going on.
Yes.
Okay. So we have also dealt with Agenda Item 6, report from the new constituencies working group, which is still on the go. Okay. Alan and Gareth, do you have anything to tell us from ALAC beyond that?
Well, there's a report on who is, which I will gladly do to the extent that it can be done. I'm lost at this point whether there is 1,000 other things going on, all of them relatively visible to at least you and Darlene, if no one else. So if I'm missing something, please tell me.
I'm going to defer to Alan on this because I'm just sort of getting up to speed, but I did join in some of those Who Is discussions, so at least as an observer. So please, Alan, go ahead on that.
Okay. The GNSO had been planning to, well, okay, the history, as I presume most of you know, is Who Is has been discussed within ICANN, I think, since Noah had the Ark. there is some feeling that we cannot resolve the who is situation appropriately without significant understanding of facts. There are others who think that's malarkey. Nevertheless, one of the groups that has said they want studies is the GAC, and I think some studies are likely to come out. The GNSO has been asked to recommend what studies should be looked at first, at least in terms of costing them, and has gone through a relatively elaborate process to try to identify them. We were asked to contribute to this process, and we didn't do it in the timely manner.
We as in ALAC?
We as in at large, ALAC, whatever. I mean, the actual formal request came out and said, can you have something to us in 6 days? Which clearly we were not in a position to do.
That request was made of ALAC?
Yes.
What were they smoking?
No. We have had heads up for a long time, and no one had taken it seriously. So essentially we were given one last go at it. That period of time, I don't know who's doing dishes, but it's rather distracting. That decision has been delayed and did not happen at the end of January, will not happen until Mexico City. So we have been given one essentially last opportunity to provide some input. The only substantive input that we have had within at large is from Bo. And on the theory that it is sometimes difficult to get people to comment on very nebulous, very hard-to-describe subjects, and this is certainly one of those. You have to dig down deep into many documents to find out exactly what we're talking about. What we are doing is taking Bo's suggested comments and ratings. I am putting them together, and we should, within a day, have a document ready to send out to all and sundry saying to what extent do you believe we should submit these as an ALAC position. I'm trying to frame it not only in terms of what Bo is saying, but also in the context of what the other GNSO constituencies and groups have said, because the bottom line is, if we're going to do this at all, the question is, are we going to have any impact on what the decision is, on what decision is made by the GNSO? So it's important to understand the context.
The one question I have, Alan, is on the issue of whether or not more studies are needed. And I've heard that the thing has been studied to death and more studies aren't going to solve anything. What's your take on that comment that I've heard?
Well, the NCUC and the registrar's constituency put zeros on all of the priorities in the belief that more studies are not going to help. There may be other side reasons why they did that. Pardon me?
What's your take?
My take is studies are going to happen. So we might as well try to get some useful information out of them, whether it's going to directly be the thing that makes who is solvable or not, I can't quite say. There certainly are enough claims that have been made regarding who is on both sides that is not clear whether they're true or not. And so studies will certainly bring some light to the table in terms of that. Whether they are the things that are going to make who is solvable, assuming it is solvable, I don't know. I'm not enough of an expert on it. But someone's going to spend a pile of money at this point in the next year or so on studies. And I think we should have a vested interest in trying to make sure that that's done in a moderately wise way. From the perspective of the people that we represent.
Not everyone
agrees.
Anybody else got questions, comments? Danny, you're quiet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've heard my point of view before that I think additional studies are malarkey. Do we need a study to tell us if the who is accurate? I mean, all of us know it's not accurate. It doesn't matter if it's 9% or 11% or 13% that's inaccurate. The specifics aren't that important. So, I see it as a waste of money and a waste of time, and I see the board approving studies and then it taking forever for studies to get done, and possibly some studies won't even get done, like the economic study was never done. So I see it simply as a way to stall policy development.
Out of deliberate act or simple incompetence, or does it matter?
Well, there are certain constituencies that want to stall the process deliberately because they don't want any change in the current status quo.
Is there anyone outside of the registry constituency that does not want something changed?
Registry?
Yeah. Sorry, the registrants. Registrars. Is there anyone besides the registrars' constituency that doesn't want some change?
I think everyone wants some change. They just want the change they want. Not everyone is pulling in the same direction. And, you know, one of the issues, for instance, is there, and I'm not saying for or against anything, but it's I think, one of the better examples of to what extent are real people, that is, individuals, do they own domains in, for instance, .com? Now, if 99% of the people who own domains are all corporations, then all the worry about your home address being revealed is not necessarily an important issue. If, on the other hand, 50% of .com owners are individuals, it takes on a different light completely. And that's the kind of thing that some of these studies want to look at.
Anybody else?
It seems to me some of the information that people are asking for would be useful more broadly, not just for the who's is controversy. And I'm kind of surprised it's not readily available already, just for example, the information that Alan was referring to.
I mean, bottom line is, if I thought that stonewalling and doing what NCUC or the registrars have done would make a difference, then it would be a valid thing to consider. I believe it would make not one iota of difference.
You mean the silent protest over the surveys?
Yeah, and, you know, formally putting in zeros over everything and lowering the average on all of them. But it's not going to stop. I don't believe it's going to have any impact on whether studies are done or not.
Oh.
So ICANN's going to learn how to use a bell curve.
And to some extent, it won't even decide which ones, because you're lowering the average on all of them.
Right.
There may be
okay.
Some subtle.
It doesn't look like there's any action from us at this point.
Well, the document will come out in a day or two, and I would think NARALO should do something, and to the extent that you believe it's useful, it should be forwarded to the ALSs and asking them for comments.
When is the deadline for response, do you anticipate?
It's got to be sometime in the week of the February the something,
okay.
Roughly a week before we leave.
Okay, so in other words, it's not something that we can debate, discuss, and do something in Mexico. It has to be done before that.
Yeah, the GNSO will make its decisions on Wednesday morning in Mexico, and the concept of debating it on Tuesday and showing up Wednesday morning and saying, "Oops, we changed our mind on which of the important ones," I think that doesn't fly.
Okay.
Evan, it's Danny. I've got one final comment on the topic. One thing that's not really being discussed is how much these studies are going to cost. We've already seen predictions that we're looking at a minimum $250,000 per study and up, and we could certainly go into several million dollars worth of study allocation. This comes at a time when the at-large is going to lose its prior travel benefit consideration, and we're going to be on a playing field similar to the other constituencies, where only half of the at-large plus the respective chair will be able to travel. And one basically has to question the value of spending all of this money compared to applying those monies to travel considerations for the at-large world and the policymaking representatives within the GNSO?
On that point, I think we'll just have to, I mean, I don't think that's a done deal, Danny, and I think that's something that we should be dealing with. It had been under the radar until it just got sort of tossed on us as a trial balloon by staff. We do need to deal with it before the next budget comes up, and that's a legitimate thing to talk about in Mexico.
But as soon as the stock market recovers, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, we get back to 4.2 that was low.
Well, one of the other things that I wanted to deal with in the General Assembly was the issue of transparency and accountability. It just seems like nobody's holding ICANN's feet to the fire when it comes to fessing up on how its money is being spent and received.
Well, I've got a bigger issue on that that I'd like to at least bring to the attention of the Norello. We had the 550-page filing on the part of Stuart Lawley and the ICM registry with respect to .XXX. They're moving forward with their independent review process. One of the things that's come out so far, at least by way of ICANN's preliminary filing, is that they want the ICDR to adopt what's called a deferential standard of review. Essentially, they're saying, come up with an answer to this particular predicament, but it won't be binding on us. Stuart Lawley, on the other hand, takes the point of view that the language in our Articles of Incorporation, bylaws, and ICDR documents points to the fact that a decision rendered by an International Court of Arbitration should, in fact, be binding upon ICANN. I think it's very important when we start talking about accountability to determine whether, in fact, there is accountability or only the pretense of accountability.
That's definitely on the plate to deal with in Mexico, and it actually is a little bit unfortunate that I've been seeing some emails from people within the internal ALAC list from people who are members of ALAC saying that ALAC should restrict itself to policy development. When I saw that, I think it was...
Who said that?
It was Patrick.
Patrick. Oh.
And it just floored me. Because I'm thinking to myself, here we are being told by everyone that ALAC has a purview over anything to do with ICANN, and we have ALAC itself tying its own hands. I have no answer to that, and I don't know how to deal with that. Nobody else on ALAC has spoken up and taken them to task for it, which makes me wonder whether or not there's either agreement. Or, as I probably suspect instead, everyone's asleep at the wheel.
I personally am a good week behind on my email, so assuming this happened recently.
Well, Alan, it comes down to I and Bo were not very happy about the results from the last ALAC meeting. We brought legitimate user concerns that were agreed upon by the Norello, specific to cyber squatting, specific to inter-registrar transfer violations. And we thought that those were legitimate concerns that should be raised directly to the board level because it represents an ongoing pattern. Instead, the ALAC has done anything but make an effort to bring these user concerns to the attention of the board.
Well, that's partly my fault, I think, because I was one of the people, maybe I was the one who started it, I don't remember, that I don't believe we have the resources to do these on a one-by-one basis. At this point, I think we need a process in place by which we can refer things to ICANN staff on a regular basis and get reports back. And just raising it to the board at any given level, I don't think is going to be effective.
Alan, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
This is something I've said a number of times on the list because it's brought up to me to the point of being just beating a dead horse. In that any suggestions of representing user concerns mean that we have to be the adjudicators of each and every single complaint that comes in. That's not the point. To me, and I think I'm hearing a couple of other people at least on this call in the same view, is that we have a role to help protect user concerns, but on an aggregate, we have a duty to be looking at patterns. We have a duty to be looking at statistics. We have a duty to be looking at, you know, making sure that complaints are being looked at fairly and dealing with aggregate.
And we don't disagree.
But essentially, that the fact that we're not the excuse that we're being given that ALAC doesn't do that is, well, we can't be looking at everything. And I guess I'm just saddened by the fact that ALAC sees no responsibility as a group to be tackling things that aren't churning policy. And I think that's unfortunate. I think there's a general agreement here that what's the point of making new policy if ICANN's incapable of following through with the stuff has in place.
I'm not reading what was said and done is quite not the right word at this point as indicative of what you're saying. I'm saying I think we are responsible for that kind of thing, but we need to figure out a way to do it that is practical.
Patrick, writing
a letter to the board, I think, has got to be one of the more impractical things that we can do on these kinds of things.
Well, Patrick flat out came out and said that we should be doing policy and nothing else.
Well, then Patrick and I will disagree on that. If you point me specifically to the email, or I'll look for Patrick's, he hasn't posted that many things, I'll find it and answer. I am behind on my email, and I'm making no qualms about it.
The point is that the ALEC has got one primary responsibility, and that's to bring user concerns regarding ICANN action or inaction to the board.
Okay.
I mean, that's it. It's specified in the bylaws. That's what you guys are supposed to be doing.
Okay. Can we hear from some people that are not Alan, Danny, and me?
Well, it's Gareth. I think very strongly that we have a role to play in bringing these user concerns to the board. How we do it, of course, is a different question. But undoubtedly, it's one of our most important functions.
Darlene, you've been quiet.
Sorry, I've been trying to take notes. I would echo exactly what Gareth just said. And no, churning out new policy is useless if we can't even get them to stick by their old policy and implement, you know, what's out there right now.
Seth?
Who is Patrick, by the way?
Patrick Van der Waal.
He's an elected rep, I think, in Europe.
He is.
Yeah, you know, I find it all very interesting, but the issues that I think Danny were trying to raise, couldn't that come in the second working group, my working group, regarding the future and structure of ICANN? Wouldn't that fit nicely in there?
Well, there's already...
My problem is I have to wake up at 3 in the morning to attend their teleconferences, but I suppose that's not too bad. But Danny, wouldn't that fit well?
There comes a point when you have to say how much work at a working group level will result in anything different than what we currently have at the moment.
Right, but I mean, what you're doing is looking for more ways to push your point that the user community is not being well represented. And what I'm hearing is that the user concerns are somehow being pushed aside with everything else that the various constituencies are doing, and this is one more opportunity to push that point.
I guess what I'm saying is that I'm chiming in on the side of the business community that through the new GTLD process over and over again pointed to compliance and enforcement concerns. And I think it behooves us to join that particular chorus and to make the board aware that we view this matter seriously.
I mean, I'm all in favor of the enforcement issues because I keep hearing them over and over again. And I guess... In my view, it's, you know, you have to figure out what's the best way to get these things through.
All right. I mean, just take a look at the last example. We had a breach notice that was posted 2-3 days ago. If you read through the document, you'll find out that there was a registrar there who, for the last year, has not been escrowing any data. I mean, why does it take an entire year before something happens? Well, basically, ICANN was waiting to find out if it was actually going to wind up being paid by this particular registrar. And since no money has been forthcoming for a year, based on that, I mean, that's really why they're cracking down on this guy. But, you know, violations are happening, and it's too long between violation and breach notice.
I think Danny should be appointed special prosecutor. Be on top of all these things. But no, in all seriousness, it seems to me that maybe we need this special, to be pressing these issues forward on a number of fronts. And I guess I can try to accommodate that in the working group I've been assigned to.
I think in my mind, if the ALAC were to come out with a statement akin to what was just said, that compliance is a major issue, we see evidence of it not being done satisfactorily, it's going to grow to be a much larger issue with the new GTLDs, that's a reasonable statement to make.
Why not make it?
I'm not saying we shouldn't. Raising a particular instance from the ALAC to the board when the majority of the ALAC doesn't have a clue what the details are, due diligence has not been done by the ALAC as such, I think is a significant problem.
So, Alan, how do we address that?
Okay,
evidence is actually provided to the ALAC, and they just sit there and they don't review the evidence, they don't talk about the evidence, they don't discuss the evidence. I mean, come on, what are you guys doing? I don't get it.
Well, to start with, putting something on the agenda by putting comments in within a few days before the meeting, I don't think is a way to get things on the agenda.
Alan, the comments went in a good 3.5 weeks before the meeting.
Okay,
guys.
Okay. I'm not the administrator.
Well, I want to try and put a limit on this. First of all, because we haven't heard from everyone. Dharma, you haven't said anything yet on this.
Well, I've been trying to catch up on the emails, and I'm listening to you guys' discussions, and I think that a lot of this, you know, are things that we're going to have to spend some more face time on when we meet, and there seem to be some really, you know, the crux of things. I would say is kind of the way I would describe the discussion.
Okay, Alan and Gareth, what are the chances of putting something at least like this on the agenda for the next ALAC meeting, at very least to get a letter like this sent out?
I don't know to what extent we have. I haven't looked at the agenda for Mexico City. Our next ALAC meeting is in Mexico City, and damned if I know if we actually have any real time for a meeting that will discuss anything.
Yeah, because they've canceled the meeting that was supposed to take place yesterday, which would have been the first ALAC meeting that
tomorrow,
I was involved
tomorrow,
in.
But yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put some closure on this, if only because Darlene's absolutely right. We have been dealing with this, and obviously we're not going to resolve much now. If there's nothing we can send to the ALAC between now and Mexico, then let's deal with it there.
Okay.
I think someone between now and then starting to draft a letter, or a few of us trying to draft a letter to the board on the generic concern that the at-large feels,
okay,
is something we can do ahead of time.
Alan,
into Mexico with something like that is worthwhile.
Okay. Alan, can you and Danny go offline and come up with a draft letter that we can deal with in the General Assembly?
That sounds fair.
I'm not sure how much time I'll have, but let's try to do something.
Okay, if you need, I'll be glad to help to the extent I can.
I think it needs someone else who isn't Danny.
Okay.
To be involved in the process. Too.
Okay, well, I'm offering to help.
Okay,
hey, guys.
I am too. Okay, it's Gareth.
Okay, great. No, that's okay. So we've got four people. All right, we got 13 minutes left. There's two things that I want to go through. Dharma, do you have anything to talk to us about regarding poster sessions at the summit or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the poster session has been opened up to be more participatory so that any ALS can participate. And so it's really kind of something along the lines, a little bit more formalized than open space, but we'll all be able to have a chance to shop our respective ALSs and share, you know, if we have research, share that. But if we just want to share information about our ALSs, it's going to be on Sunday night. I sent out information on the list about it, so, and asking people if they want to participate.
Have you gotten any good response yet?
I sent it out about a half hour ago. So.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's kind of more along the lines of sort of a meet and greet, speed geek type of thing now, where, you know, people can self-organize and self-structure around it.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And the other thing is that I'm drafting up the survey which is what I feel like I can accomplish before we meet, just those blank things that I sent out a long time ago, now structured around a couple of questions of what you guys feel are the most important issues that you guys need to address through ICANN, you know, on behalf of internet users, and sort of formalizing that so that we have an opportunity to reflect on it. And that's still what I plan to do during the poster session.
Okay. Darlene? Darlene, you had your hand up?
Yeah, and I also had myself muted, so I'm babbling away there to myself. Okay. Dharma, I'm just wondering how you visualize this working, especially since in our last summit call it was decided that the regions would kind of do these poster sessions regionally rather than just each ALS. So I'm wondering what you have envisioned for the North American RALO on this.
To be honest with you, have been swamped with other stuff. With the change in the administration, there's a whole lot of other stuff that has nothing to do with ICANN that has really got my attention. So I was just following up on what I read that the working group had decided and what Wolf had decided in an email from Heidi. As far as, you know, I wasn't able to participate, and if I'm not able to participate, then I'm just going to take other people's lead. So if the decision was restructured in a different way, I just have to support it because I wasn't there to, you know what I mean?
This is Heidi.
Yeah. Go ahead, Heidi.
Hi, just a real quick update on, thank you, Dharma, for that, but I just wanted to encourage really everyone to bring pamphlets and any kind of documents or posters from your ALS. It is going to be regionally set up. So a lot of, for example, Asia-Pacific region is going to have quite a significant contribution, both in terms of websites. They have a Facebook already set up and pamphlets. And I'm sure that the European URALO and also LACRALO, they're going to really have a lot of material. So for North America to really show what their activities are would be very welcome. And this might mean, for example, where you have set up your various websites or certain pages from your ALS website that you can show the others. That would be very useful.
So, Darlene, or if any of you guys have specific things that you want to do,
Oh, no, we don't, and that's where, like, our last telephone conference, we were really, Evan and I were kind of staring at each other across the miles going, oh, my God. It was NARALO that came up with this, and NARALO that's going to end up having nothing and look really stupid. So that's why we're kind of looking to you, because this was your brainchild. And we're going, now what do we do?
I don't think it has to be such a big deal. As much or as little as you guys want to put into it, but I think the real opportunity is that, you know, you're standing around there with whatever your materials are, and it's sort of a networking opportunity. So if you guys want some, you know, if you guys want some specific structure around it, you know, like a Facebook or something like that, I can devote, you know, a day or two prior to the conference to sort of supporting how NARALO wants to present NARALO, or how, you know, different ALSs want to engage with it. But I don't think it has to, you know, it doesn't have to be like we're building a float for a parade.
No, it doesn't have to be that fancy, but we definitely don't want to be, you know, looking like we've done nothing on it when the other regions are really into this now.
At a minimum, I would encourage all participants from Neuralo to bring documents and pamphlets from your organization that you can then perhaps hand out or at least display. There will be definitely an area for your displays. So as Darlene and Dharma mentioned, it would look it would be great if we could have a good presence from the Neuralo region.
So can I just suggest that if you guys want to, I'd ask you guys, I just posted on there, like, who wants to participate, whatever, that people just step up if anybody wants to participate, and we'll just move forward, like, through email, because it's, especially in the next couple of, like, weeks, it's going to be really hard for me to do anything time-relate, like, face, like, time together, like this phone call, but I can follow through on emails and things like that if people want to do that. And I am planning to, like, do this survey. So one thing, you know, if you guys want to participate in the survey, I will have that, you know, the charts and things like that that sort of reflect what, you know, what you guys have, if assuming you guys participate, what you guys think are the most important issues, who you think you're representing at, you know, at ICANN. That sort of thing, you know, and if we want to do other stuff like that, like set up a Facebook or whatever, I can, you know, I can do those type of things too.
All righty. The only thing I would just add is that Darlene and myself, we got our faces buried in the rest of the summit right now, so anything that you can offer into this is appreciated.
Very much appreciated.
Okay, well, I'm happy to take responsibility for that part of it. If you guys just want to share what, you know, if people just get back to me about what they want to do, then I'll try to support whatever people want to do in that time or with that aspect of things.
Unfortunately, yours is the only email that's been gone out to the entire region, so let's hope people do read it, but if they don't, then we're going to come up with nothing. Because as Evan has said, like, we're taking part in, like, at least two telephone conferences a week on this thing, on the summit. And we don't have much time to put into this, and Gareth hasn't as well. So it's like, whoa, unless somebody else,
yeah,
like, magically comes forward, we're going to be
think it'll be fine. So I think it will.
Heidi again. Sorry, just I did send out some, or I think actually Evan and Darlene, you sent out an email from Wolf on the providing a lot more details on the poster session. And also on the at-large website, there, we do now have a gateway to the summit, so I do ask you to check that out. And also on that first page of the gateway, there is some summit announcements, including one on the poster session. So please do take a look at that.
Okay. Can we move? We got 4 minutes left in the hour. And unless anyone has any new business, there's one thing left on the agenda that I was hoping to spend at least a little bit of time on, assuming that there is some news. And Heidi, that is you updating us on what the other Rallos are doing.
Well, I'm going to actually make that part very brief because I just want to get back to you on the GNSO improvements bit. ALAC, or Cheryl, has asked that all of the agendas include recent activities of the different Rallos. So I've included, and I will continue to include, the highlights or the agendas of the different meetings so you can take a look on what they're discussing. Just as a very quick update, what they've all been doing this past month are, again, similar to you, focusing on their General Assembly agendas. So those have all been now completed. On that. But to go back to the issue of the improvements on the GNSO, Rob has said that he would be absolutely delighted if you wish to have a single issue briefing on that topic regarding the draft charter document this week, perhaps towards the end of the week, so it will be after the ALAC GNSO working group call. Is there interest in that?
Well, supposedly there's going to be a report released this week. Danny, Alan, isn't that what you guys were talking about, that there's going to be a report on this that's going to be generated this week that we're going to have to deal with anyway?
Over the next 2 weeks.
By the 20th.
I'm not expecting it to be real early.
Okay. Heidi, that might be a good
idea. The first meeting of the working group has not yet been scheduled.
Okay. Heidi, that might be a good idea, but frankly, if I had my druthers, I'd love to concentrate getting the best possible resources for us at the GA.
Okay. Okay. And we are looking into the issue of Syracuse. That might take a little bit, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, do what you can, because there had been, I mean, this is a follow-up on previous business on creating a working group to do with user constituents, new constituencies. And so this is, anyway, so, yeah, we're beating that one to death.
Evan, I've got...
And we've already said that we're going to spend an hour on this anyways. I don't want to spend any more time than that, personally.
Okay.
Alan, you said it would take a lot less.
No, I just said I would do it in a lot less.
Oh. Okay. So, Heidi, what do you have to tell us from the other regions? What's the news from away?
Sorry, I basically the last call, they're all really focusing on the GA, so very similar to you. So I don't want to take up more time than that since we're at the end.
In terms of recent activities, I guess what I was looking for, are any of them generating any other action for ALAC?
Let's see, Uralo is looking at putting some comments on the new GTLD graph guidebook. But besides that, they're really focused on the summit right now, on their GAs.
Okay. Is there anything from your view of what's happening in the other GAs of things that you would suggest we have a look at?
What I can do is go ahead and send you some of the other agendas, but primarily, no, very similar to what you're doing. A lot of them are having elections, but they're all having staff briefings. Several of them are having briefings on the on RAA noncompliance.
Well, here's a suggestion that I would like to make. Since something like that might be of interest, and possibly what we're trying to do within the GNSO thing might be of interest to other regions, perhaps between now and Mexico, we can find out if there's any common interest. If there's staff that's going to be coming to at a senior level to be giving some valuable factual information on this stuff, maybe there could be more than one RALO attending.
Okay, well, the issue with the RAA, that was going to be at a regional level. So it was planned that the staff would be focusing on the particular regional interests. Is
Got
that
it.
What you want to continue with, or do you want to see if we can have some combined briefing?
Just look into it. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Evan, can I make a suggestion?
Please.
At the moment, and Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not seeing the subject of the RAA on the next two GNSO agendas. Neither have I seen a workshop specific to the RAA set up in Mexico. But the reality is that the community is at a total impasse with respect to the RAA at the moment, and we can't afford to simply drop the ball and leave it sitting in the middle of the court.
I believe that is the current situation. I think we're sort of waiting for an additional decision on the part of staff. But I haven't done my minutes at the last GNSO meeting where this was discussed, and I need to listen to it again and figure out if indeed anything was said as to what the next step is that's comprehensible to a human being.
Glad you added that at the end.
I mean, the whole thing is somewhat surreal. There's absolutely no question about that. And what makes sense to some people makes absolutely no sense to others.
Well,
and so I don't know what the step is. I wish I could give you a clearer statement than that.
Look, let's see what comes down the pipe. Regarding the RAA, maybe that's something that we should be... Heidi, if you can send us to the list some of the background information from some of the other RALOs are doing, and maybe that's something we should be considering for our own GA.
Okay.
One other question that Darlene raised, and that is whether or not we should be doing elections at our GA. And the only reason the main reason that it wasn't put on the agenda is because the term actually ends... Not in Mexico, not at the next meeting in Sydney, but in the November meeting in Seoul. And so it just seems kind of premature to have elections in February for a change of positions that happens in November.
Thanks, Evan. I couldn't remember when our positions came up, so I didn't want to be looking like, you know, we were just like missing that totally. Thank you very much. I couldn't remember.
That came up actually when we were dealing with Robert's resignation and finding out the length of Gareth's term.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it was Nick that straightened us out on that, but it wasn't until the fall that came up. Yeah.
So, to me, having elections in February for a change of position in November doesn't seem to make much sense.
No, it doesn't. Thank you.
Now, Heidi, you mentioned that some of
makes
the other RALOs are
might
having...
It might make a lot of sense to Gareth, since we have no track record on which to reject him with.
Yeah, thank you,
Alan, you're so fine and sweet.
You must be getting late in the hour. Heidi, you mentioned that other RALOs are having their elections. Do they not have the same situation? I thought all terms expire at the same time.
Sorry, I misspoke. They, for example, LAC RALO, they've just nominated two people for a position that will be open in October. So that will be discussed at their GA. But I think the actual election, you're correct, that the term ends at the annual general meeting. So,
okay.
So, for example, AP RALO, they're basically having a long discussion on changing some of their articles and the ALS application procedures. They're having a confirmation of elections.
Well, we have some structural things on the plate at RGA specifically to deal with issues of recall and things like that, so that you know what happened to us before may not be quite so painful. So we've got some issues with that, but I just want to clarify that they're not having elections for they're not having elections now for positions that are changing in October.
No.
Okay. Alrighty, we are 5 minutes over the hour, and I apologize to everybody, but I think we've got everything from the agenda covered. Does anyone have any new business?
What about our potential new member? Have we had any staff diligence on that?
We haven't seen it yet, Danny. I haven't seen that come over the internal list yet at all, so no.
Okay, I will look into that.
Okay, thank you.
Because really there's nothing, it's really hard to check these people up because there's nothing on their website. We have no information on them at all. So.
No, I understand that. I just don't know the time frame for staff to actually get that done.
Yeah.
There is a timetable, actually. There's a spreadsheet at the that has all the applications on them, and it has a performance deadline on it, and it sort of has a countdown from the time they... from the time they come in, how long is supposed to take for various steps to happen. We really sped things up for GnuJohn, but the process is usually, you know, like 6 months long.
It shouldn't be.
Well, we proved it was capable of being shorter.
Just a general question. If this organization proves not to be an organization, I'm assuming we still don't have any issues bringing the individual on board as an individual?
It's not a matter of issues. Anybody who wants to can join as an individual. It's not a matter of do we have issues. Anybody who wants to.
I mean, if the staff due diligence comes back and says we cannot determine that this is in fact an organization, how do we move forward? And
we send a letter of rejection as an organization and invite them to apply as individuals.
Fair enough. Thanks.
By the way, I do want to express my regret that we do not have any individual members going to Mexico. This was supposed to be a cornerstone of one of the things that makes Neuralo good, and it's a slight source of embarrassment to me that we don't have any of our individual members going.
How many individual members do we have?
Well, I've explicitly tried to solicit Gene, John.
John's not individual. He represents cost.
Well, he's not going anyway.
Okay.
But Wendy is. Wendy is.
But she's going anyway.
Yeah, I know, but she is an individual, so if we have to hang our hat on that, we hang it.
Okay.
That's the story.
And we're sticking to it. Okay.
Right.
Okay, does anyone have any new business? Okay, well, having said that, at 8 minutes past the hour, thank you for coming, and I guess this is the last call till we see at least most of you in Mexico.
Wow.
So, thank you, Evan.
Hope you all have a safe flight, and we'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Arriba.
Hey
Arriba.
Danny.
Left.
Hey, it's Dharma. Sorry I'm late.
Left.
Gareth Sherman.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Alan.
Left.
Seth Reese.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Evan.
Left.
A Deagle operator.
Left.